The Flagler-Keenan Pavilion was constructed in 2004 to ensure the preservation of Flagler's private railcar. Designed by Palm Beach architect Jeff Smith, the style of the pavilion is essentially that of a 19th-century railway palace. Its style of architecture is the same used for the design of Whitehall. The view across Lake Worth has dramatically changed during the last century. When Flagler arrived here, the Everglades began at Lake Worth. While Palm Beach has remained a small town and winter retreat for America's wealthy, West Palm Beach, and indeed all of South Florida, has become one of the nation's largest metropolitan areas. It seems perfectly appropriate that the best view of the West Palm Beach skyline can be seen directly across the lake from the pavilion, as it was Flagler's railway and vision that made South Florida the thriving metropolis it is today. Henry Flagler's private rail car, named simply Railcar No. 91, is even older than Whitehall. Built in 1886, it was one of two cars that Flagler used to travel his railroad empire. With its luxurious accommodations, Railcar No. 91 was hailed by a newspaper of the time as a palace on wheels. It was in this railcar that Henry Flagler made the first trip ever by rail to Key West in 1912 over the newly completed extension of his Florida East Coast Railway. The Key West extension consisted of 156 miles of track, bridges, and viaducts, and was the most ambitious engineering feat ever undertaken by a private citizen. Skeptical journalists once ridiculed it as Flagler's folly, but later hailed it as the eighth wonder of the world. Today, the railroad is gone, destroyed by a hurricane in 1935, but the overseas highway still runs along the original right-of-way.